The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Welcome back to the show. Hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving holiday weekend and are improving your health and well-being. We want to end the year on a good note. Many people wait till January to start improving their health and their well-being. The time is now. Don't wait till January 1st. Don't wait for those New Year's resolutions. Don't wait for Monday morning. You have to be ready to take action immediately. And one of the best ways to take actions are to do the 7-day Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. We talked about that last week, so I'll review the 7 days of your Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. On the first day, what we want to do is make sure we drink more water. So the average amount of water you're supposed to drink equals half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you have to drink 50 ounces of water every day. The best time to drink water is on an empty stomach. So you always want to drink first thing in the morning, right when you get up on an empty stomach. That lubricates the digestive tract. It gets all your cells nice and hydrated. It's when you're most dry in the morning, helps with the bacteria. There's so many benefits to drink water at an empty stomach. What you don't want to do is drink water after you eat. Then that makes it harder to digest your food. So what you want to do is drink on an empty stomach, which is right when you wake up in the morning, a half hour before each meal, and then right before bed. That's your first day of your Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. Add more water. And you don't have to go half your body weight on day one. Let's say if you want to reach your goal of 7 cups of water a day, and right now you're only drinking 3 cups of water, what you're going to do is drink 4 cups of water. So just add 1 cup and gradually you go to 5 cups of water. And a couple of weeks later, you go to 6 cups of water. Then eventually you get up to 7 cups of water. That's the first day of the Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. Day number two, you continue to add more water from day number one. And now you're going to eat each color of the rainbow, making sure you get at least one food every day that's red, one that's orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. Make sure you eat all the colors of the rainbow. Therefore, you'll get all your nutrients. That's day two of the 7-day Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. Day three, you're going to continue to add more water. You're going to continue to eat every color of the rainbow. And on day three, you're going to add the diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing is where when you inhale, you push your diaphragm down and out like you're a pregnant woman. And when you exhale, you tighten up, suck everything in, and push all the carbon dioxide out of your lungs. You really want to focus on the exhale. That's the most important part of the diaphragmatic breathing. So on the exhale, you want to be twice as long as you inhale. The best way to breathe is inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and then exhale for 8 seconds. That's going to increase your oxygen levels and decrease your carbon dioxide levels, which are acidic to your environment. That's day three. On day four, you got to challenge your brain in a new way. You got to do something you've never done before. And I don't care whether it's brushing your teeth lefty. I don't care if you walk backwards with only one shoe. It doesn't have to be a whole brand new thing where you learn a new language, which is great. Learn a new instrument. You know, these things are amazing. Learn a new dance move. So that would be great if we could learn a new instrument or learn a new dance move or learn a new language. But every day you got to do something that's new that you've never done before. You know, you could visit a new place. You can meet a new person. You can learn a new game. You know, there's just easy things to do, like memorize somebody's phone number, you know, learn how to garden, learn how to cook a new meal. The key is to do different things and challenge your brain in a new way every single day. That's day number four. Now, keep in mind, on day number four, you're continuing to add more water. You're continuing to eat each color of the rainbow. You're continuing to do the diaphragmatic breathing with an inhale 4, hold 7, and an exhale 8. And then you're going to continue on day four by challenging your brain in a new way. That's called novelty. The brain loves novelty. It doesn't like doing the same thing over and over again. It doesn't get stimulated. It doesn't get challenged. It doesn't increase input into that area of the brain. Day number five is intermittent fasting. That's when you only eat 8 hours a day and you fast 16 hours a day. The best time to do it is either 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Those are 8 hours during the daylight hours when you need the most energy. When you're at school or work or driving or moving or picking up the kids, that's when you need energy. And the reason we eat is for energy. So a big problem is people eat late at night. We don't want to eat late at night when you're trying to relax and go to sleep and calm your nervous system down and digest and reoxygenate and rejuvenate. When you eat at night, it increases cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. That's going to deposit belly fat. That's going to interrupt your sleep. That's going to affect your energy. So the best way to function on a daily basis is to do intermittent fasting where you eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and you sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Therefore, you're getting 4 hours at the end of your day without any food, and you're getting 4 hours in the beginning of your day without any food. Those times will help you re-energize, reboot your system, absorb all your nutrients, boost your immune system, decrease cortisol, the stress hormone, increase melatonin, which helps you to sleep better. That's day five, intermittent fasting. On day six, you're going to exercise. You got to move your body 20 minutes a day. Even if it's just a nice walk outside, you know, you could go to the gym, you could take a Pilates class, you could do yoga class, you could do Tai Chi, you could do Orange Theory, CrossFit, you could do YouTube videos online, you could get CDs and, you know, videos of how to do certain exercises and, you know, with different coaches. And, you know, you don't have to do it all on your own. You can, you know, you could get an at-home little workout where you get bands and some free weights and a little yoga mat. And you can do everything at home, you know, just through push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups and lunges and squats. So you don't need any fancy equipment. You don't need a personal trainer. You know, those things are great if you have them, but they're not necessary. What is necessary is to move your body every day for at least 20 minutes. You got to get exercise every single day. That's day six of your Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. And the last day, day seven, is not living that sedentary lifestyle. I call it the 20 rule. Every 20 minutes of sitting, You're going to get up for 20 seconds. You're going to walk 20 feet and you're going to look 20 feet away. That's the 20 rule. The worst thing for the brain and the body is sitting all day long. And that's what a lot of people do. They sit at work all day long and then they come home, sit at the dinner table. Then they go on the couch, sit on the couch and watch Netflix. Then they go sit down and scroll the internet and play on their phone. Even if they go out, right? You go out to the bar, you sit down. You go out to a restaurant, you sit down. You go to a play, you sit down. When you're driving, you're sitting. When you're on the bus, you're sitting. When you're on the train, you're sitting. Everything is sitting. And that's the worst thing for your body. So every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet and you look 20 feet. Or you could do 20 sit-ups or 20 push-ups or 20 pull-ups. You know, you just got to do something every 20 minutes to get off the chair, get some body movement, increase your brain function. It's just a 20-second break. It doesn't have to be a lot, but that 20 seconds is going to boost your brain power. It's going to re-energize your body. It's going to prevent you from getting low energy, brain fog, memory problems. So make sure you get up every 20 minutes. That's the Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. Every day, you're going to add a new challenge. So just to summarize, first day is drinking half your body weight in ounces. Day number two is eating each color of the rainbow. Number three is diaphragmatic breathing. Inhale for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight. Day four is challenge your brain in a new way, novelty. Day five is intermittent fasting, eating from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Day six is doing physical exercise. And day seven is getting up every 20 minutes. That's the 7-day Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. Now is the perfect time to take this challenge on, improve your health and well-being. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We just finished talking about the 7-day Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. It is pretty easy as long as you do it, you know, one day at a time. Don't be overwhelmed. Okay. There's a lot of other things you could do in general to keep your brain healthy, in addition to the 7-day Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. Now, we talked about diet and eating each color of the rainbow. Another thing that's important for diet is to avoid the bad foods. There's lots of bad foods. Number one is sugar. Sugar is everywhere. And it's not just sugar, it's sugar replacements. It is the artificial sweeteners. It's not just table sugar. In fact, in America, they use what's called high fructose corn syrup, which is even worse than regular sugar cane. It's even worse as far as causing more diabetes, more obesity, more heart disease, more cancer. There's a lot of countries that don't even use high fructose corn syrup because it's so unhealthy, and they only use the regular cane sugar. There's lots of foods in America that are banned in other countries. It's pretty sad how we think we have the, you know, most resources, we have the most money, we have all this beautiful land, we have the best doctors and the best scientists and the most resources, and we should be the healthiest country. However, due to our poor health and poor nutrition and sedentary lifestyle, we're actually one of the unhealthiest countries in the whole world. There's two ways that they really judge the health of a country. It's through infant mortality. And what that means is, do your babies in your country die on the first day? And then life expectancy, how long do you live? The average American is about 78 years old. Right? We are not even in the top 30 as far as life expectancy. We're one of the worst countries as far as infant mortality rate. Out of all the developed countries, America's the worst, meaning our babies die on day one more than most countries. Now, what's interesting is the country that does the best with infant mortality, meaning they lose the least babies on day one, is the Netherlands. And what's also interesting about the Netherlands is they have the highest home birth rate. One out of every three births is a home birth, and they have the lowest infant mortality rate. New York has the highest C-section rate. One out of every three births in New York City is a C-section. Now, that's pretty scary because we have the worst infant mortality rate. We have the highest, you know, deaths on day one out of all the developed countries. And a lot of people ask me, why do I think that is? My opinion is that it's too much intervention. You know, the C-sections, the heart rate is going down a little bit. Let's do a C-section. Oh, your birth is taking too long. Let's do a C-section. Oh, you're a week late. Let's do a C-section. You know, everybody's different. Sometimes babies come out earlier. Sometimes they come out later. Sometimes they don't have contractions right away. There's a lot of variables. But when you intervene, that's too dangerous. And in New York especially, but all over America, we intervene with the birthing process. We literally have doctors that are popping the water on purpose. When it doesn't happen naturally, they're giving drugs to induce labor and cause more contractions. They're doing C-sections at any time there is a problem during the birthing process. So we're too quick to medicate. We're too quick to do surgeries. We're too quick to intervene. And therefore, our babies die very early. The more natural you have your birth, the better chances of the child living. But you have to take care of your body, especially during pregnancy. There's nothing more important than a childhood development than what's going on when mom is pregnant. Is mom stressed out when she's pregnant? Because if mom has some stress or anxiety when she's pregnant, then the baby is already going to be born stressed out. That's how their brain develops. So when you're pregnant, you have to do more exercise, drink more water, eat healthier foods, reduce your stress even more, eat less sugar, right? That's the bad food that we're talking about. So you got to really step it up so you have a good, healthy birth, healthy pregnancy, and a healthy child. You're not supposed to have morning sickness. That's not normal. That means you're doing something wrong. We just have to figure out what's wrong. And it could be as simple as eating the wrong foods. So sugar replacements, artificial sweeteners, Sweet and Low, aspartame, all those diet drinks. Those are the sugar replacements. Those are bad. Just like sugar's bad, high fructose corn syrup, sucralose, corn syrup. There's a lot of words for sugar, not just sugar. Now, what else are bad foods besides sugar? Dairy. Dairy is one of the worst foods you could put in your body. So not only do we have to avoid sugar, which is white, but we also have to avoid milk and dairy, which is white, right? So we're eating all the colors, but we're staying away from the white foods, sugar, milk, flour, all those carbs and bread and pasta, potatoes, rice. We need colors in our diet. We've got to stay away from the white foods. So dairy is bad because we are not cows. Humans should drink human milk. So breastfeeding is the healthiest thing you could do for a baby. Much better than formula because the mother's breast milk has more nutrients. It has immune effect as well, plus an emotional connection between the mother and the baby. So there are so many benefits in addition to health. Now, when the mother is breastfeeding, she better be eating a healthy diet too. Because if the mother is eating all sugar and milk, and dairy and cheese, and then she's breastfeeding the kid, and they end up eating that stuff. So we have to avoid all dairy products. Yogurt, a lot of people think yogurt is healthy. It's not. You gotta avoid butter. A lot of people think butter's healthy. These are dairy products. You gotta stay away from sour cream, cream cheese, ice cream, pizza, ranch dressing, creamy sauces. The dairy products are the worst thing you can put in your body. It's even been linked to Parkinson's disease. But it causes autoimmune disease. It also causes allergies, sinus problems, headaches, memory problems, digestive problems. And a lot of people know that milk is bad, but they replace it with sheep milk or goat's milk. But the problem is you're not a baby sheep and you're not a baby goat and you're not a baby cow and you're not even a baby. Milk is made for babies. And human milk is made for human babies. Cow's milk is made for the cow babies or the calves. Sheep milk is made for the sheep babies. And goat milk is made for the goat babies. But once we're adults, we shouldn't be drinking milk anymore. So we got to avoid all the dairy products. The other thing to avoid besides sugar and dairy is gluten. Gluten, like the glue that keeps crackers together and cereal and bread and croissants and muffins and bagels and all those pastries and cakes and cookies. But the problem is these gluten products or these wheat products are full of pesticides and herbicides. They're full of glyphosate, which is Roundup. That's a banned in other countries, this glyphosate or the Roundup. A lot of people use it on their lawn, but unfortunately, these conventional farmers are using it on all the food, the soy products and the wheat products, corn. So it's full of all these chemicals, and we end up eating these chemicals. It causes brain inflammation. So a lot of people that are sensitive to gluten, it's not necessarily the gluten, but it's the chemicals that are sprayed, or it's the seeds that are used, or it's the soil it's grown in, or, you know, it's the crossbreeding, it's the genetically modified products. So it's not necessarily just the wheat, but there's a lot of cofactors that contribute to all these abnormal health issues that occur as a result of eating gluten. And you got to be careful with the gluten-free products. So just because it's gluten-free doesn't make it healthy. When they say it's sugar-free, they're replacing it with artificial sweeteners. When they say it's fat-free, they're replacing it with sugar. When they say it's gluten-free, they're replacing it probably with some other type of gum or carrageenan, which is not healthy as well. So try not to get fooled into thinking that because it's gluten-free, it's healthier, because it's sugar-free, it's healthier, because it's fat-free, it's healthy. These are just marketing gimmicks. And you don't want to buy things in boxes and bags and cans. Then we probably already know it's got preservatives and it's not healthy. So the key is to shop on the outside of the market and eat everything fresh without any preservatives or chemicals or food dyes. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from the break.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We finished reviewing the 7-day Boost Your Brain Power Challenge. But before the break, we were talking about not only the foods that you should eat, but also the foods you should avoid. So we said sugar is number one enemy. Dairy products are number two. Number three are gluten products. Now, number four are corn products. Corn's in a lot of places. A lot of people snack on popcorn or tortilla chips. Now you go to the restaurant, they got corn wraps, or a lot of places and dressings use corn oil. It's not just eating corn, but it's all over the place. And it's not corn in general. It's the American corn. When I go to other countries, I actually eat the corn because it's not as unhealthy as the corn in America. But the corn in America creates a lot of problems, especially autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease could be Hashimoto's, which is the thyroid, or Graves' disease, which is the thyroid. It could be psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, lupus, Sjogren's, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis. These are all autoimmune diseases. And corn is one of the worst foods that causes autoimmune diseases. Now, most people don't know that they have autoimmune disease because they never check for it. The only way to check for it is through blood work, where you check antibodies. And these antibodies will test positive if you have autoimmune disease. What autoimmune disease is, the body attacking itself. So when you put all these bad foods and chemicals and food dyes and artificial sweeteners in your body, the brain doesn't like that. And it's going to respond by attacking this stuff that it doesn't like. So let's say you eat the corn, but you're doing a lot of this stuff because you also eat dairy and you also eat gluten and you do all these other bad habits. Then the brain is going to go haywire and start attacking all these bad foods, but in the end attacks healthy tissues, such as your gut, causing digestive problems, such as your thyroid, causing skin and hair problems and energy problems, such as your lungs, causing breathing problems, and your brain, causing focus, memory problems, brain fog, causes pain in your joints, fibromyalgia. So autoimmune disease is the body attacking itself. But the good news is you can stop autoimmune disease by stop eating the bad foods. If you just stick to a healthy diet, then the body will calm down, stop attacking itself, and you will no longer have autoimmune disease. We have countless, hundreds up to thousands of patients that have been able to cure themselves of their own autoimmune disease by changing their diet. We give them a strict program on how to cure autoimmune disease through diet. But it's up to you. Remember, I'm not the doctor that's going to write you the prescription. I'm not going to say, oh, you have all this joint pain? Take this painkiller. But what I'm going to say is, where's your joint pain coming from? Is it from autoimmune disease? Then we have to change your diet. Is it from poor posture? Then we have to improve your posture. Is it from a misalignment in your bones? Then we have to do spinal manipulation. Is it from your muscles being too tense? Then we have to relax your muscles. The key to any problem is getting to the root cause. We don't want to hide symptoms with medications, because then you're going to have to take medication forever. What we want to do is get to the root cause of the problem. And if you get to the root cause of the problem, then you don't need to take medicine. You don't need to see doctors. You don't need to do all these tests. The healthiest people are the ones that see the least doctors, take the least medicine, have the least surgeries, the least interventions, where you just live naturally. Nowadays, people go to the doctor for everything. Right? You get a little sniffle, you call the doctor. It was better back in the day where when you got sick, people would just stay home and you just rest and drink water and let your body heal. When you're sick, that's your body telling, hey, slow down, get some rest, drink some more water. You're in stress mode. You got to chill out. That's why some people will get exposed to COVID and get sick, and some people will get exposed to COVID and have nothing because their immune systems are stronger. And the way to build your immune system is to not only eat healthy food, but to avoid the unhealthy food. Now, we're just talking about corn creating a lot of autoimmune disease. Another product that causes a lot of issues is soy. And soy's everywhere. You got soy sauce, you got soybean oil, you know, soy's in a lot of, but when you go out to the restaurants, a lot of restaurants use soy products and MSG. But if you really want to be healthy, you got to avoid soy, because soy causes autoimmune disease. It also can even affect hormones, estrogen levels, it can affect your thyroid. So we have a lot of patients that are vegetarians and they have so many soy products. So you can be a vegetarian and not eat so much soy and not eat so much gluten, not eat so much corn and sugar. So I have these vegetarians that are so unhealthy because they eat tons of sugar, dairy products, gluten, corn, soy, all the bad foods that we're talking about. So it's not like vegetarians just eat fruits and vegetables. They're eating a lot of the inflammatory foods. But if you did not eat those inflammatory foods and you ate each color of the rainbow and you drank your water and you did your exercise and you did new things, you could feel great. You know, I don't care what your diet is. If you're a vegetarian, I can teach you how to be healthy. If you do the ketogenic diet, I can teach you how to be healthy. If you do, you know, where you're counting the amount of protein or fat or carbs or Weight Watchers or Atkins, or, you know, there's so many different fads out there and diets. And it's not necessarily about, you know, calorie counting and you need this percent of this. And it's really just getting your nutrients and avoiding the bad foods. It's very simple to eat healthy if you don't complicate it. And the simplest way is just eating each color of a rainbow and avoiding these bad foods. So to summarize, you got sugar, dairy, gluten, corn, soy. Those are the bad foods. Now, what are the bad drinks? The bad drinks, coffee, right? Most people start their morning with coffee. But a lot of people also have stress and anxiety right now. A lot of people have difficulty sleeping, what's called adrenal fatigue, low energy. If you have anxiety, if you have difficulty sleeping, if you have high stress levels, coffee is the worst thing for you because it's a stimulant. You're stimulating a system that's already overstimulated. If you need energy in the morning, exercise. Take that 20-minute walk in the morning. That'll boost your energy. Eat a nice, healthy breakfast. That'll boost your energy. Do some meditation. That'll boost your energy. Listen to some music that'll boost your energy. Listen to a motivational podcast that's going to boost your energy. You can get energy without coffee. Coffee is synthetic energy. It's not real. And then your brain needs it once you do it every morning, because it's like Pavlov's dog. It's like, oh, you got to wake up. And the only way for me to re-energize is to get my coffee. But you got to change that mindset. You could get your energy from drinking lemon water with a pinch of pink Himalayan salt. So coffee is also a diuretic. It makes you dehydrated. And what happens when your brain is dehydrated? It shrivels up, just like a grape will shrivel up into a raisin when it's dehydrated. Your brain shrivels up too. And now we're in the winter, people aren't drinking as much water because they're not as hot, they don't sweat as much. But the winter is even more important because you got that dry heat. You really need to hydrate yourself. All right, so coffee, unfortunately, right now is a no-no. Especially because you're also adding milk and sugar or sugar replacements. So you got the stimulant when you're anxiety. That's not good. You got the sugar, which causes inflammation. Then you got the dairy, which causes autoimmune disease. It's a recipe for disaster. What else is the unhealthy drink? Alcohol, right? So what do a lot of people do? They have coffee in the morning, alcohol at night. Alcohol also dehydrates you. Why people get headaches and hangovers. They're dehydrated. So we got to stop drinking so much alcohol. Right? It's the holiday season. People are drinking more now than ever. Post-COVID, people have abused alcohol. People are just sitting at home drinking bottles of wines and beers and six-packs. And, you know, it's like when people are depressed or anxious, sometimes they self-medicate with alcohol. If you need alcohol to reduce your stress at night, then it's just like taking a drug. All right, so we got to get out of those bad habits and stop drinking coffee in the morning and stop drinking alcohol at night. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I am your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about unhealthy drinks, coffee, alcohol. And guess what's an unhealthy drink? Juice. A lot of people think juicing is healthy. However, the problem with juicing is you're taking out all the healthy fiber and you're leaving all the sugar. So the best way to juice is actually to pour out the juice and eat all the scraps that are left over. Now, if you want to do a smoothie, that's fine, because the smoothie, you throw in the whole fruit or the vegetable, add some water, and that keeps in the fiber and the nutrients. So if you want a drink in the morning, you could do a smoothie, get the Nutribullet, the Baby Bullet, something like that. But don't do juicing, because juicing takes away all the fiber, a lot of the nutrients, and leaves all the sugar. You know, juice is not healthy. That's why, you know, they have commercials about juice. Anything on a commercial is unhealthy, right? You'll see an orange juice commercial, but you won't see an orange commercial, right? You'll see Coca-Cola commercial, but you won't see a kale commercial. You know, you'll see a Budweiser commercial, but you're not going to see a celery commercial. Because people know kale is healthy, broccoli is healthy. They don't need to advertise. They don't need commercials. Commercials are trying to get you a product that you really don't need. Never buy anything on a commercial, right? It's Bud Light, it's Pepsi, it's Burger King, it's McDonald's, it's all this medication, it's Doritos, it's Pop-Tarts, it's Frosted Flakes. You know, when's the last time you saw a cauliflower commercial? You're not going to see that. So never get anything on a commercial, because they're trying to convince you that their foods are good, but they're not. So soda is another drink that we have to avoid. So we've got to avoid all the caffeine drinks, right? Soda, coffee. And then we got to avoid all the depressant drinks, right? Wine and beer and alcohol. You really should just be drinking water. Water with some lemon, some lime, a little pink Himalayan salt. We don't want to drink milk. We don't want to drink coffee. We don't want to drink alcohol. We don't want to drink juice. We don't want to drink soda, lemonade, iced tea. Are really unhealthy foods or drinks that people do on a daily basis. You know, we think about the food, but we rarely talk about the drinks. So we have to avoid these unhealthy drinks as well. Now, if you do all these things, you're going to feel better. You're going to function better. You're going to have a better quality of life. So you got to not only eat all the colors of the rainbow, but you have to avoid all those bad foods. All right. Super, super important to increase your function to be healthy. Now, another thing that's important is your sleeping habits. So we talked about intermittent fasting, where you're going to eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then you want to sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And for you eat 8 hours, you sleep 8 hours. Now, the problem is a lot of people go to bed very late. And 10 p.m. should be the latest you go to sleep, because the hours before midnight are the most important hours for your sleep. That's when it's dark outside. That's when your melatonin is going to be highest. That's when you're going to get in that rest and digest state. But if it's 8 o'clock at night and you're eating a big dinner, the TV's on, computer's on, all the lights are on, you're overstimulated. And even if you're in bed, you're not going to get that deep sleep. Now, it's not just about being in bed from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., but it's also making sure that you get a deep sleep. You want to get what's called REM, rapid eye movements. You want to get that delta wave. That's brain wave that gets you good sleep. So to avoid poor sleeping habits, we have to not eat at night. like we said, you want to be done by 6 p.m. And you also want to not have electronics at night. So not only do you want to do intermittent fasting with your food, but you want to do intermittent fasting with your electronics. So you want to be done with electronics by 6 p.m. If you have to use electronics past 6 p.m., you can get a blue light filter, which are these orange glasses that filter out the blue light, because the blue light is what stimulates cortisol. And cortisol is the stress hormone, and that will affect your sleep, your energy, your digestion, your metabolism, your stress. So to decrease cortisol, we don't eat at night and we don't have electronics at night. And even when you're inside, dim the lights down or just use a little desk lamp or a candle or keep it very dark. If it's dark outside, it should be dark inside. And another way to help with your sleep is to literally go outside during sunset, during sunrise. So what's called your pineal gland, which controls your circadian rhythms, knows, okay, it's time to increase my melatonin because it's nighttime. Now I'm going to get that deep, restful sleep. Sleep is so important. All right. We can't just, make up for sleep. If you miss one day and sleep an extra couple hours the next day, it's got to be consistent. You got to get that 7 to 8 hours consistent every single night. And the way to create consistency is to have good habits, not eating at night, not using electronics at night, going for a walk during sunrise and sunset, dimming down the lights at night, not watching or listening to the news at night, which is too stressful. The news will put you in stress mode because it's about, oh, the economy's going down. There's political corruption. There's racism. There's murders. There's stabbings. There's theft. There's homelessness. There's garbage. There's natural disasters. There's fires. There's hurricanes. There's tornadoes. Everything on the news puts you in stress mode. I wish one day there would just be a happy news where, they tell you, this person celebrated their 100th birthday and the Boy Scouts just built this cool new bridge to cross the creek and the senior citizens are having a bingo night at the senior center and, just like fun stuff. There's a local play at the high school going on and, the local sports team just has their finals for the counties next week and, stuff that's community oriented, stuff that's happy, stuff that's fun, but the news is just all horrible stuff. So you got to turn off the news and that includes social media because social media, everyone's reporting all these bad things in the news. So it's really, really hard to not be stressed out, even if you don't realize it when you watch the news. And if you're doing it in the first thing in the morning, that's going to ruin your day. If you do it last thing at night, that's going to ruin your sleep. So we got to start with more positive things in the morning and positive things at night, not all these negative news stories. That'll put you in stress mode for sure. And that'll interrupt your sleep. And then you're going to wake up all groggy and cranky. So you got to really challenge your body. You got to work for it to get good sleep. Now, a lot of people don't realize why they have poor sleep. One of the best ways to figure out why their sleep is poor is to do a QEEG brain mapping. Now, a QEEG brain mapping is a non-invasive test where you wear a cap and it measures all your different brain waves in the different locations. In my opinion, this is better than an MRI or a CAT scan because those are just pictures of your brain. The QEEG brain mapping tells us about the function of your brain. It tells us, hey, do you have insomnia? Do you have sleep deprivation? It says, are you in stress mode? Do you have anxiety? Do you have depression? It says, if you have memory problems, focus problems, anger problems, aggression problems, it tells us if you have intestinal inflammation. It tells us if you have abnormal neurotransmitters such as dopamine or acetylcholine. tells us if you've had a concussion or if you've had, you know, a pathogen like COVID-19 that's causing brain fog. It tells us if you have heavy metal poisoning. It tells us if it's short-term memory, long-term memory, working memory. It tells us if you have issues with your thyroid. I mean, this test is non-invasive. There's no radiation. You don't have to take any contrast fluid. There's no prep for it. It is non-invasive. There's no risk. And it tells us all this valuable information. It tells us about all the different areas of the brain and which areas of the brain are functioning well and which areas are not functioning well. This test is normally $400, but for all my listeners, you can get it for $21 if you're one of the first seven people that call. My phone number is 646-221-6738. So if you're interested in getting a complete brain analysis, tell us exactly how your brain's functioning. It's normally $400, but if you're one of the first seven people that call, you could literally get the entire test for only $21. And then I will also review the test with you and give you some easy, natural solutions without medication or surgeries on how to improve your brain function and boost your brain power in a holistic, integrative, natural way without any risk or side effects. It will also, if you email us, info@kaplanbrainandbody.com, and you're one of the first seven people, you can also get that QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $400 for only $21. Take advantage. 646-221-6738. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.